Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Tzadi Beis. We are up to Siv Beis, the last line on page 136. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Omrim Tzidkoscha, by Mincha and Shabbos, after Shemar Esrei, we say Tzidkoscha, V'imchol bo yom she'ilu hayachol lo hayu omrim bo b'mincha nefilas apayim, and if on Shabbos, it is such a day that if it were a weekday, we would not be saying Tachanun, se'ein omrim Tzidkoscha. So Tzidkoscha, Shabbos Mincha, is like Tachanun during the week, so if it would be a day, there would be no Tachanun, so now that it's Shabbos, there would be no Tzidkoscha. The Rama says, "V'nogu shalolik boa midrash be mincha l'maariv." The minhag is not to be koveya the learning in the base medrash between mincha and maariv on Shabbos afternoon. Aval omrin pirkei avos b'kayitz, but we do say after mincha pirkei avos in the summer, v'shira malos b'choref, and we say the 15 shira malos during the winter. V'chol makom l'fi minhago, each place will do according to its minhag. So the Mishabur writes in Sivkaton Vav, we say it's at kasra at mincha. Why? D'meisu bo Yosef Moshe v'David. Because Shabbos afternoon is when Yosef HaTzadik died, Moshe Rabbeinu, and David HaMelech. V'lochein nogu shelo lukbo az medrash. That's also why we're not kovei the base medrash during that time. Ki chacham shemeis kol ha-midrashos b'teilim. When a chacham dies, mevatel the batei midrashos. And therefore, mevatel the learning in the base medrash on Shabbos afternoon because of the patira of Yosef, Moshe, and David. Ubach herich lochiach, and the Bach speaks at length to prove shalom meis Moshe b'Shabbos, rak b'erev Shabbos, that Moshe Rabbeinu in fact did not die on Shabbos, but rather he died on erev Shabbos. V'lo nignaz at Shabbos b'mincha b'shaita de'es ratzon, and he wasn't buried until Shabbos mincha at the time of the es ratzon. As we know, we lay in then, it's called an es ratzon, so that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. If you look at note number 7, he points out the av she'ein kovrim b'Shabbos, we do not bury people on Shabbos. Says the Bach, Shakadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo kavru, Hashem himself buried Moshe Rabbeinu. L'deya achas, Shakadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo, kach kosev Rashi in Dvarim, L'deya achas, Shakadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo kavru. According to one opinion in Rashi, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the one who buried Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore it's not a problem of Chil Shabbos. So normally we don't do a kfura on Shabbos, but Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Bach's proof, was buried on Shabbos. Ukemoshe kasab azayar, like the Zayar brings down. Va'anu omrim tziduk hadin alav bizman shenignaz. And by our saying tzidkoscha, it's like saying tziduk hadin on the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. V'yesh mefarshim, there are those who say the omrim tzidkoscha lahatzdik hadin ala rishoyim shechozim legehenna b'motzei Shabbos. Some say the reason why we say tzidkoscha is not for those three tzadikim, but rather to be mahatzdik the din of the rishoyim that we know after Shabbos, they go back to Gehenna. Sivkotan Zayin. We said that in the Mechaber that days that if it would be a weekday, you would not say Tachanun. So for Shabbos, you don't say Tzidkoscha Pirish. Bein Sheyom HaShabbos Rosh Chodesh. Whether, for example, Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, Bein Sheyom Rishon Sheacharav Hu Rosh Chodesh. Or if the next day on Sunday is going to be Rosh Chodesh, in Kain, either way. Ilu Hayachol Lo Hayu Omrim B'Mincha Nefilas Apayim. If it would be a weekday, as we know, you do not say Tachanun, not on Rosh Chodesh, not on the Mincha before Rosh Chodesh, Shekvar Chol B'Niksas Yom Shel Achra. By Mincha time we say, the next day has already been Chal a little bit. V'lochein, and therefore, Gam Ata Ein Omrim Tzidkoscha. Therefore, Shabbos afternoon, even before Rosh Chodesh, we will not say Tzidkoscha at Mincha. The Rama then told us that we're Nohig not to be Koveya learning the base Medrash between Mincha and Ma'ariv. The Eino Isser Elaminog Lezikarum Ba'alma. It's not an Isser to learn that in the base Medrash. It's just a Minog as a Zikarum Ba'alma. The Atam Kanal B'Sivkaton Vav. The reason, like we mentioned before, that there's a Yortzeit of Yosef and Moshe and David, and when a Chacham dies, we mevatel the base Medrash. So therefore, we mevatel the learning in the base Medrash by Shabbos between Mincha and Ma'ariv. V'Davka Shelo Limol B'Chavrusa. This means specifically not to be learning. This means bechabura, as we'll see in 10 seconds. We are mevata the learning bechabura. Aval shnayim shnayim lomde bebateim, but two can learn in the houses. So we see when it says chavrusa, it doesn't mean to mevata chavrusa. It really means that when mevata chabura, we don't learn in groups at that time, but for two at a time to be learning together in their houses, that is fine. Kimo shakasa biardeya. Simin Shin Dalud Mem Sif Yud Ches L'Inyan Nasi Shemes, like we learn over there, L'Gabi Anasi who dies. So we said again in the Ramah that we're knowing not to be kovei the Beis Medrash between Mincha and Maariv. Says in Mishabrus, if katan tas haynu kishu samuch lechashecha, this is speaking specifically when it is close to dark. V'lochein ha-minog lidrosh kodem mincha. Therefore, the minog is that the Rav gives the drasha before mincha. V'im nimshecha ha-drasha tzomuch lechashecha. And if the drasha extends to close to dark, oz lo yomu prokin lo shamalos, then we will skip that week. The prakim of Perkiavos or the Shiramalos, Kadesh Shiyuchul Lakayim Sudash Lishizmana, that way we'll be able to dav mincha and be able to Makai in the midst of Shal Shuddish in the proper time. Ube El Yerabi Isa B'Shem Abushe Yom Tov. And El Yerabi brings B'Shem Abushe Yom Tov. Sherol L'Rabo Maral Miprag, that he saw his Rebbe, the Maral, Kama Pa'omim Shadarash B'Mincha L'Mariv. He in fact sometimes gave a drasha between Mincha and Mariv. The Alkei Nirid of Ismanenu Einlim Noazah. And therefore, it appears that nowadays one should not hold back from giving a drasha between Mincha and Maariv. Ki yadua shemotzui b'avnoseinu harabim. Because as we know, it's found in our great Averos, Be'ezim, Mekomos, in certain places, sha'oskim oz kama anoshim b'beis ha-medrash b'sicha b'teila. People are hanging out in the Batei Midrashos and they're stam shmoozing. It's not a time to mevatel the Beis Medrash, fakir, there's a time to mechazik it and to have a drasha. Ubevadai tov yosef lishmoa oz divrei musr kadei shalei avol azeh. So certainly it's better to hear the Rav give words of musr rather than people stam be shmoozing in the Beis Medrash. I'd like to point out two notes over here, note number 9, note number 10, about this minhag that we see in all the Siddurim about saying Pirkei Avos in the summer between Mincha and Maariv, after Mincha, specifically on Shabbos afternoon, and the 15 Shiramalos in the winter. So says note number 9, Atam la'miras Pirkei Avos kosav amachzer vitri. The reason why there's a minhag to say Pirkei Avos on the summer afternoons after Mincha, says the Machzer Vitri, b'pnei shalomdim mimeno yira shamayim v'derecheres, because we'll learn from Pirkei Avos, as we know, how to fear heaven and derech eretz. Tam nosav kosav b'shibol elaket. Another reason brought down is kevan shopeas poseach bo b'mishna Moshe kibal Torah misinai. Since we know the first mishnah of us that Moshe Rabbeinu be makabel the Torah from Har Sinai, she misaprim onu b'zeh b'chvodo she Moshe she nignas b'zman zeh. So we're talking about the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu that was buried at this time, according to the Baal Cheshbon, that he didn't die on Shabbos, but he was actually buried on Shabbos. So again, it's a time to be speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe kibal Torah misinai. Ubekachtielo menucha tova, that will be good for his menucha if we learn about him at that time. Ubeorachos chaim kosav otam. The Orachos chaim brings another reason for learning Pirkei Avos then. Shekevan shesha zos. His man tanugos of the Adam. That's where people are enjoying their tanugim. Tiknu lahem lomar divrei musa v'iras Hashem. Therefore, Chazal established that that's a time to be saying words of musa and iras Hashem. Lahoshev es leiv ha'odom la'avoda sabori yisbara. To bring people back. That's a time where they're indulging in their own pleasures. It's a time to bring them back by giving them musr. So that explains why we say Pirkei Avos in the summer. Why do we say the Shiramalos? If you look at note number 10, he writes, V'atam la'mira Shiramalos kosa b'levush, levush brings down, Shu al-pi divri ha-gemar is based on the Gemara in Sukkah that says, Shal yidei she-David omram, through David HaMelech saying the 15 Shiramalos, Chazru ha-tahomo she-kafulu makomon, as the depths were trying to flood the world and they were getting higher. He said, Shiramalos, 15 of them, and they went down slowly but surely to the place. V'nase kiyam la'olam ulamayis abereshis. And that kept the world around, and that was a kiyam of mayis abereshis. So we want to discuss the 15 Shiramalos, that's a kiyam of mayis abereshis, as we're going in towards the end of Shabbos and we're having a new week come in. U'b'shabbosos elu sh'omrim sh'ramalos mevur b'ramol l'kamon sh'omrim ga mizmo baruch hinavshi. Whenever we say, and you look in the Siddur, when we say the 15 sh'ramalos, we also say baruch hinavshi. U'b'tam adover sh'omrim osam mishabbos sh'korim b'parshas bereishis. And the reason we start saying them from the Shabbos bereishis, the Levush writes, sh'kol mizmo baruch hinavshi nemrol ma'isa bereishis. L'maisa, the whole Baruch Hinavshi is talking about Maisa Bereshis. U'kedei liskor inyan Maisa Bereshis l'kras tseis yom ha-Shabbos tiknu omer bosos man. As we're going out from Shabbos, that's the time to be thinking about Maisa Bereshis. That's when the creation of the world is starting by Yom Rishon. And therefore, there's an inyan to say the 15 Shiramalos, which kept the world around. And certainly Baruch Hinavshi, which is talking about Maisa Bereshis. That concludes Siman Reish Sadi Beis. And now we begin Reish Sadi Gimel Dinei Arvis B'motzoi Shabbos. Jumping right to the end of Shabbos, the halachas of Maariv on Motzei Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, if Aleph Ma'achrin Tfilas Arvis Kedei Lahosid Nechol Ala Kodesh. We delay davening Maariv on Shabbos day as Shabbos is leaving, in order to add on from the weekday to Shabbos, you want to delay the ending of Shabbos, so we push off Maariv. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph Ma'achrin, Hainu. That means to say, after Min Hadin Sagi B'mashi is Akev Milasos Melocha Ara Azmana Mavur B'Sabez. Even though really in Ikra Hadin, we could just delay the doing of Melocha till the Zman that Shabbos ends, as we'll see tomorrow. You could just stop your Melocha then, Medavin earlier. Mikomakom Lechatchilo Roi V'Nochum. However, it is lechatchila proper v'chein mino kol Yisrael, and that is the minhag of all Klal Yisrael la'acher es hatfilah, to not only delay the doing of malacha but also to delay the davening of Maariv. And the reason is kedei sheyitosef yosem michal kodesh. That way, you're adding on more from the chol to the kodesh by davening later. Haminog lezamer kodem Maariv hamizmor elokim yachanenu. The minhag is, and this is brought down in many Siddurim, to say the Kapitel of Tehillim Samach Zayin Elokim Yechanenu before Maariv Motzei Shabbos, Ve'od Mizmorim, as well as other Mizmorim. Kanizkar Basidurim is brought down in the Siddurim. Ve'im Yochol Tisha B'Av B'Motzei Shabbos E Mizamrim. However, when Shabbos is leading into Tisha B'Av, we do not sing this Kapitel of Elokim Yechanenu. Da'oz Ein Zman Chanina. That's not a time to be asking Hashem for Chanina, and therefore we skip it going into Tisha B'Av. So too, when Shabbos is ending and Yom Tov is beginning, Gam Kein Eina Minog Lazamer, we also leave off this song. And Kosova Primigodim, the Efshem Yishum, the Ein Orim Tchina B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. It could be, says the Primigodim, the reason is that we don't want to talk about Tchina, ask for things, make requests from Hashem on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Masha'en Kein B'chol Shabbos Yuchol L'Omro Mishichashicha Kodem Ariv, which is not the case by other Shabbosos. We say we delay it, and Shabbos is really over before we're doing it, so we're not asking for Tchina on Shabbos or Yontif. But when Shabbos leads into Yontif, even if you wait, now it's Yontif, that's not a time for asking for Tchina. Now if you look at note number 5, the Prima Gadim brings down, in his Sefer Noam Megadim, Shemizmur ze omrim b'chomotze Shabbos shu tchila simeya shavua. He says we say this Kapitel of Tehillim every Motzei Shabbos, which is the beginning of a work week. Kevan shem psukei bracha la'atzlocha v'maisi adenu ve'askenu. They are psukim that talk about bracha and atzlocha in our parnasa. U'keshecha yom tov Motzei Shabbos, but the Shabbos is leading into yontif, lo shayel tam zeh. It's not again to be talking about our parnasa when we're not leading into a work week, but rather we're leading into yontif. So that's the reason the Prima Gadim brings over there. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. V'ayin le'el b'simen mem tes b'shem chavos yo'ir, t'tehillim mutter hamurgal bo lomar bal peh. Even though we're going to be saying it late in the day, it's already dark, and we're still keeping Shabbos, so we're saying it by heart, so that's okay. If something is familiar to someone, so then they are allowed to say it, even though it's dvarim shebichsav, you are allowed to say it bal peh. And ends the Chavos Chaim, and he says, what a beautiful minhag it is to say this Kapitel as Shabbos is ending. To escort Shabbos out, the Shabbos queen, by singing songs and praises to Hashem, k'deisa b'medrash. Vote another reason why this is a beautiful minhag. Again, it's delaying Maariv a little bit. V'nitosev michol ala kodesh, and we're adding on from the chol to the kodesh. V'gam k'dei shelo yavo l'dabir b'dvarim b'teilim. Once again, it prevents people from stam hanging around in shul and saying dvarim b'teilim. Achar kach matzasi b'kneses ha'gedola simen reish lamed hei kein ma'ashek ha'safti, says the Chavos Chaim. Afterwards, I saw that I was mechavim to the kneses ha'gedola that brings down this same idea. We will stop here and continue with the rest of Aris v'motzoi Shabbos Amir Tzashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayemes on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.